Yes, one time penalty in the show jumping, but you still won. How was it, the show jumping in the conditions?
It was agonising, really. I think that that's the only word to describe it. When you're waiting out there, it's a long time coming. My first horse, Nifta Kerr, is a beautiful jumper and has not had a fence down for a long time. And he had three down. I thought, oh no, you know, if that's my good one, then what's my greener horse going to make of the conditions? So it was a long wait. And some good horses had some fences down. I said, Lenamore is a fantastic jumper. So I went in there thinking, who knows what's going to happen. Park Lane had a great warm-up. Peter Murphy came today to help me with the warm-up, which was fantastic and a real boost. And he just couldn't have jumped better, could he? I mean, he really, really tried. So you know, I'm speechless.
So how do you do it? This is your sixth win here. You've broken records. That must be an amazing feeling as well.
It's a tremendous feeling. And I think it's as much the honour of equaling Lucinda Green's record of winning six badmintons, something that I've always quoted as, I think, being one of the greatest achievements in eventing that I know. And to have equaled that at Burley is just huge for me. So yeah, I'm very excited about that. And to have just nudged Mark Todd and Ginny Elliott out of equal first with five wins is also a real thrill and something I never thought I'd do. So no, I'm in shock.
Speaking of nudging, have you had a look at the HSBC FEI World Rankings? I think you're at number one, aren't you?
I would hope that, yeah, I was number one.
Number one on Thursday.
Coming into the event. I had my band on and I was hoping it wasn't going to be an unlucky band. But no, I think that is very exciting for me. And, you know, it's a very competitive sport. And I think it just emphasises, you know, what a strong team I've got of horses, how lucky I am to have a good string and, you know, staying in one piece, hopefully, ahead of the Olympics next year.
With the world rankings, how many more competitions are there to count, that count?
I don't actually know. It's a hard one. I think there's because it's the world rankings, which is
it's not
just the classics. So it's other events as well. So there's a lot more going on. There's Blenheim next week. I think it's every official FEI event. So there's a lot that can happen between now and the end of the season. I am quite busy, but you know, I'm very, very, I'm elated with how this weekend's gone. So you know, if the rest of the season doesn't quite come off, I can handle that.
Yeah, you can't complain. What are you up to next?
I've got Blenheim next week. I've got two nice young horses doing their first three-star three-day event, which is very exciting. And I've got two horses doing, there's an 8 and 9 year old class now, and I'm riding 2 9-year-olds ahead of their preparation to go and do the four-star down in Poe. But I can't beat Mary now, I've heard, in the HSBC Classics, which is disappointing, yeah. But I mean, Mary's had a fantastic season. I'm thrilled for her, and I'm just going to have to fight out that second slot, I think.
It's nice to have such a prestigious and lucrative competition.
I mean, the Classic Series is a fantastic competition in our sport. We're very, very lucky to have HSBC on the sport and backing us. And it's given us all, riders, owners, and the whole sport, a real boost. And it's a very exciting series, and it does make for a very nerve-wracking Poe.